the tournament, and frankly, it's been way too long.
Yes, it has.
So, Mike Anderson, you just heard him a moment ago talking about the pressure this week, and he's trying to sort of downplay it, it sounds like, as you would expect from a coach in his position. What is your expectation for Arkansas, and what do you think they have to do at minimum to make the big dance?
Yeah, I have them in right now, but I have them in the first four section. So, you know, they're in, but they still need to prove that they belong. You know, the wins over Kentucky were great, but now with Kentucky really struggling, they don't seem anywhere near as great as they once did. You know, it would have been nice back when people still thought Kentucky was going to go 40-0 to pick up those wins.
Mm. So when you say they have to prove, would that be a win against potentially Tennessee in the Friday night in the SEC tournament? Or if they lose that, you still see them getting in if they lose to Tennessee?
Yeah, I think the Friday will be a big, assuming they get past, you know, either Auburn or South Carolina tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's the big one. I think whoever wins that game is pretty much a lock to get in. You know, the loser's going to be sweating it out. But at the moment on Friday, I think they'll still be in, but they might get bypassed by other teams over the next couple of days.
Kerry Miller joining us from BleacherReport.com. Kerry, Florida is the one we've sort of been talking about here this last hour or so. What do they – I mean, what's their motivation, do you think? Do you feel like they're a number one regardless? I mean, most people would agree at this point they're the number one overall. Do you think they're a number one seed regardless of what happens in the SEC tournament?
I do. I do have them as the number one overall seed. I mean, even if they lost their first game, I think they'll be okay with – you know, Kansas, Wisconsin, Virginia all losing this past weekend. Mm-hmm. There's not nearly as much pressure from teams on the two seed line. I mean, if they really want the number one overall seed, you know, go ahead and play for it, but wouldn't fault Billy Donovan for, you know, resting a couple guys this week.
Speaking of Kansas, there's been a lot of talk this week about Embiid not being available, and if he isn't, which it looks like he won't be, how much does that impact seeding? Because, and I saw a quote from one of the committee members, I can't remember who it was, talking about how, do you seed them on what they've done, or do you seed them on what they're potentially going to do by your expectation in the tournament? He said that's something we'll have to discuss this week. What do you think will happen with that, and do you have any idea historically how they've handled something like that?
Yeah, it's similar with Oklahoma State and Colorado, too, with Marcus Smart and Spencer Dinwiddie, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, right now they're a two-seed. Unless Texas Tech upsets Oklahoma State and then upsets Kansas, I think they're probably going to stay a two-seed. I have Virginia, Syracuse. Those are the three seeds that could potentially jump up, but I think right now they're pretty safe. And historically, you know, I've made the comparison to back in 2000 tournament. Cincinnati was one of the favorites to win it all mm-hmm. that year. And then Kenyon Martin broke his leg in the Conference USA tournament. Mm-hmm. They got a two seed. You know, they still seeded them really well, but they lost the first weekend. So, you know, we're talking about Embiid might be back for the, you know, the Elite Eight. But who knows if Kansas will still be there in the Elite Eight.
Yes, he can hang out with his teammates, but they may not be at the tournament at that point, at least. For those of us who grew up hating Kansas, that's what we hope. Kerry Miller joining us from BleacherReport.com. He is their bracketologist. What about for Arkansas fans? In addition to rooting for Arkansas, who should we be rooting against at this point that may be other bubble teams?
Well, rooting against Tennessee on Friday is
an obvious choice. That's easy, yes.
You know, other teams right on the bubble. I got Xavier in the Big East. They've got a big game coming up. Play Marquette tomorrow. That would be if they lose that one, that would be a big help for Arkansas's stock. St. Joseph's I have just barely in. Florida State is just barely out, but if they beat Virginia on Friday, you know, that would probably jump them over Arkansas. A couple Pac-12 teams, California. I think if I'm the only one on the Utah bandwagon, but if they make a run, I think they might be strong enough to get in. If that's at Arkansas's expense, you know, go ahead and root against them.
Yeah, I'm fine with rooting against everybody. I want all the teams that have a chance to lose, for sure.
What do you see? Which conference do you see getting the most teams in the tournament?
Probably Big 12. I think they're pretty much a lock to get 7. They could even get 8 if West Virginia does something crazy in the Big 12 tournament. I mean, at least percentage of teams, definitely Big 12 is the most. I could see Big Ten getting 7, even Pac-12 could get 7 as well.
What about the SEC? What perfect scenario, best case scenario, you can pick and choose who's going to win and lose in the SEC tournament. What's the best the SEC can do, in your opinion, as far as getting teams in?
It's probably 5. You know, Florida and Kentucky are locks. The winner between Tennessee and Arkansas is in, and the loser might be in. So there's 4. I mean, Georgia, Missouri, maybe if one of them makes a run.
Yeah, Missouri's got a pretty good RPI. We've talked about them a little bit. They've got a fairly easy first-round matchup with A&M. Then they play Florida the second game. Mm-hmm. If they were to knock off Florida, they'd have 23 wins. Their RPI is solid. You think that's enough?
Yeah, I think a win over Florida would be pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah, Missouri-Georgia final.
Yeah.
Gets you thinking. If Georgia, you know.
If Georgia wins. Yeah, what do you do then?
Missouri.
Pat's trying to get 6 SEC teams in over here. He's a former basketball player at Arkansas, so he's got his bias, but it is what it is. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not like they would penalize the SEC. If we think that Arkansas is one of the last teams in and Georgia wins it all, I mean, they could send 6 teams. It's not like there would suddenly be a cap that, oh, we can only send 5 teams.
Right. You know? Well, we've had somebody on from the tournament, from the NCAA, who's in the room when the voting goes on. He doesn't have a say in it, but he works on the media side of things. And he said they don't really look that much at RPI from the league, so it will be an individual thing. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. So that may not hurt the SEC as much as you think it would with the low league RPI. So we'll see how they decide to deal with that. Going into the tournament, who are some teams that you really like, and some terms that if you were filling or teams that if you were filling out a bracket, you'd be very concerned about?
Teams I really like. I'm still in love with Arizona. You know, they struggled a little bit there when they lost Brandon Ashley, but they've been playing really well as of late. Team I'm worried about, I mean, obviously Kansas without Embiid. Who knows how they'll come out in the first couple of games. You know, Syracuse has been struggling a lot lately. Who knows if they'll be able to turn it around here in the ACC tournament in time for the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm. What about Wichita State? To me, they're fighting not only, you know, the perception issue, but they're also fighting the history deal. I mean, I almost feel like going undefeated is a negative, because now it's like, it just, in my head, the likelihood of them going undefeated through the entire year, including the NCAA tournament, seems so ridiculously unlikely, I can't get my head around. If they went in with like 3 or 4 losses, I would feel like they had a better chance after their run they had last year. Is that the stupidest thing ever? I know that sounds idiotic, but it's weird to me. It's like they're fighting. It's like there's no way a team is going undefeated through the entire season.
Well, your argument there is that if you flip a coin 10 times and it's heads, you think it'll be tails the next one, but it doesn't matter.
That's true, and I'm a guy, I will say, I do argue the other way when I go to the roulette table. If it comes up red 10 times, I will go red. I don't think it's going to automatically flip to black or green. But I do have a problem with Wichita State. What's your level of confidence in them going deep in the tournament? Let's say Elite Eight, Final Four range. Scale of 1 to 10, where do you put that, your confidence level?
For them to get to the Final Four, I'd put that at like a 6, and that depends heavily on their draw. I mean, you know, the best team that they played all season was St. Louis, and honestly, they may have been a little overrated by us over the last few months.
So your level of confidence is not extremely high.
Well,
yeah. For those of us who have not watched,
tested, yeah.
I haven't seen them play. I've seen them play maybe 5 minutes the entire year. What do you like about them? What do they hang their hat on? We know about Van Vliet and some of these. Pat likes about talk about the all name team, but they have
Anthony,
guys that have been through the process before. I mean, they had a great run last year, so it's not like they've got, you know, they're inexperienced like, you know, a lot of teams in their position would be. But what do you like about them?
Yeah, you mentioned Van Vliet. That's a big one. They have an absurd assist to turnover ratio on the season. Very rarely do they turn the ball over more than 8 or 9 times in a game, and that's a huge advantage for them. But again, you know, they haven't really been tested against strong defensive teams. In that one game against St. Louis, they did turn the ball over 18 times. So what's going to happen if they run into, you know, say they're paired up against VCU with their 5 seed?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they get through that game.
Hmm. Okay. What about a guy like McDermott and Creighton? He is the one-man show for the most part, and that's always the case, yet he always gets his. It's amazing. The kid he's just incredible. What do you do with a team like that? Is that a team you think could do something, or do you think there'll be a team that'll find a way to get gimmicky and stop him?
I mean, we only talk about McDermott, but they've got Grant Gibbs, Ethan Rogge. I mean, they've got other guys who can shoot the ball. There are 5 guys on the court, even though we only talk about one of them.
Right.
But, yeah, they don't play good defense.
Are you sure they play with 5?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Most of the time. But, yeah, I mean, they're an incredibly efficient offense. They don't play good defense. But one of my biggest bugaboos when looking at, you know, stats before the tournament is three-point shooting. You get sucked into that. You always say, you know, if they get hot, you know, they can do such and such. And that's the type of logic that makes you pick Montana to beat Syracuse before they lose by 47 points.
One of the teams that we haven't heard anything about in the latest poll, their number three is Villanova. Are they just a recipient of a lot of other teams losing at the wrong time and being able to slide up to the number three spot, or do you think they have a shot as well?
I mean, there is definitely an element of that, but I do think they are one of the three or four best teams in the country. They only have three losses. They got killed twice by Creighton, and, you know, sometimes you just don't have a good matchup against certain teams. And the other loss to Syracuse, they were stomping them in the first half, and then Syracuse just went crazy. I mean, they do have that that win over Kansas, and I believe it was the Battle for Atlantis. I always forget which
one of those tournaments, yes.
Yeah, somewhere down south of Florida. But, yeah, they had that huge win. They beat Iowa in the same tournament. And undefeated in the Big East, except for Creighton. And I think they're a very good team.
Kerry, if you had to bet my kid's college fund, and I ask you to be very careful with this, please, because there's not that much in there yet, but it still means a lot to our paltry little family here. If you're going to bet the college fund or bet your next couple of paychecks and you had to ride a team through the tournament, who would it be? And it's certainly, I know it's not really a fair question because we don't know what the brackets look like, but.
Right. And the trick there is you want to pick a team that has good odds. So someone like San Diego State getting like 35-1 odds. I mean, you go to college four times on that.
I prefer that you don't pick San Diego State. How about a team that you think might actually win the tournament?
No, I like San Diego State.
Really?
I would have to pick Arizona. They're the team that I think would win right now.
I can get with that.
Louisville would also be a really good choice. I don't think they're getting nearly enough love just because they have a poor RPI. They didn't play anybody in the non-conference schedule. But you know, they'll probably get somewhere either a 2 or 3 seed and could really make a run.
Good deal. Well, Kerry, we'll have to get you on again here once the brackets are announced if you've got some time next week. But appreciate the time today. It's certainly a huge week for those of us who are rooting for Arkansas to get into the tournament. So we'll see how it shakes out. I appreciate the time, and we'll visit again, hopefully.
All right. Sounds great. Good luck to Arkansas.
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate it. Very good. I should ask about the Sun Belt, too. I'm telling you, if ASU gets by UALR, if those two end up playing, I really like ASU's chances to win the whole thing.
Be good for you, man. Be a great time.
Would not be surprised at all. Mark it down. Believe me later.
No one is talking about Villanova, though. No one.
No.
You want to know why? You know what they're talking about?
Hmm.
Ciabatta bacon cheeseburger.